It is October 6th, Tuesday, October 6th, for the second to last day, the penultimate day of the APT, the Association for Preservation of Technologies, the APT and National Trust Joint Conference, Hindsight 2020. Hashtag, as I always say, hashtag APTNT2020. Today's sessions, we started out this morning. It's a really interesting session. I'm really enjoying attending this conference once again virtually. Although I learned, and this is something I'm excited about, next year's conference, which I'm hoping to attend, is the information I'm gathering about heritage properties, heritage buildings, whether it be maintaining them, promoting them, researching them. The information I'm gaining from these the conference, just attending virtually, and the connections I'm making have been amazing. But next year's conference, and knock on wood, we can attend in person. Next year's conference is headquartered or located in Washington, D.C. And as many, if you're a Mason, you're watching this, as you know, Washington, D.C. is a very Masonic city. There's a lot of Masonic history in Washington, D.C. So I definitely would like to try to make it to that conference if I could, get the chance to be there in person, both for the conference and the Masonic history of the location. Today's session, actually, one thing I found interesting, and this is something I'm not sure if there's a lot of, whether Masonic lodges or Masonic temples are doing this or not. If you are, I'd be very interested in learning more about it. Comment down below. But the first session this morning was, or the first plenary, Plenary 2.2, Indigenous Naming in Edmonton and Rethinking Territorial Acknowledgements, otherwise known as land acknowledgements, even described as a lot. Which got me wondering, do you are you see a lot of territorial or land acknowledgements being done for the start of conferences? It seems like it's a pretty common thing in academia nowadays. But I see a university lecture that tends to pop up. I was wondering, are any Masonic lodges or Masonic temples engaging in land acknowledgments? I have been to Masonic events where they have started with a smudging ceremony of First Nations. A smudging ceremony. The last time I think was Thistle Lodge in Amherstburg held a special outdoor event on Boblo Island, which is located. So it's located in Amherstburg, it's located in Amherstburg, which is about 40 minutes from Windsor, and Boblo Island is ferries right across. They had a outdoor lodge meeting. It was very well attended, and I remember it was called Masonry on the Frontier, and they started it with smudging ceremony and a First Nations drum ceremony, which was very cool. So I'm not sure. I know everybody has different opinions, I'm sure, about land acknowledgments and territorial acknowledgments. And I'm wondering if any Masonic temples or Masonic lodges are engaging in those, either for special events or maybe just a note at the start of the meeting where the territory, the original territory on which they're meeting. Yeah, it's just a neat idea, so I'm curious about that. I know Masonry and First Nations actually have a long history together, more so than people realize. In my area, Windsor, Ontario, Chief Tecumseh was a Freemason. And we have a lot of very cool sessions happening today. Very much interested in these concurrent sessions here. Diagnostics to see the unseen, decorative interiors, fancy stuff. If you've been to the Masonic Temple, the Windsor Masonic Temple, you know we've got a lot of fancy stuff. And adaptive heritage buildings for energy and environmental quality. These are also on demand, which is nice, so I can watch the live streams or catch them later, depending on which ones I want to watch first. With that, we have one more day. I've had a great time being a virtual attendee so far. One more day tomorrow, finishing off with the closing ceremonies and the award ceremony. And then that's going to be the Wednesday information video. So I will put all of these videos together and do like a put them all up into one Wednesday information video, which I will publish Wednesday at 6, as I always do. And then next week, I'm going to try to do a more in-depth analysis of some of the key points from this conference and the most important elements, I think, for Masonic temples and Masonic buildings. And with that, I will see you guys later.